Well, good afternoon, church family. Have you ever done something, and you, in your mind you think you're doing right, but in reality it's just the way that you approach it? Like, you have good intentions, but people are kind of off put by it. But you're trying to do the right thing, and it just doesn't come across the way that you want it to come across. Well, I was working out with some of my friends this past week, and some of them are a little bit on the heavier side, and so they text me like, "Hey, you know, you want to work out?" So I said, "Let's do it." You know, I'm always up for a workout, and so we go to the gym, and they're like, "All right, tell me what it is that I need to do." And I said, "Okay, well, let's make a plan. We're going to do this and this and this and this, and then at the end we're going to do this." And so they were like, "Okay." And so as we were working out together, they were like, at the end of the workout, they were like, I said, "So what? We're doing this again?" And they're like, no, we're not going to do this again." And I said, "Why?" And they're like, one of my friends told me, he was like, "Well," he's like, "look at you and look at me." He's like, "You can't expect me to do the things that you put me through. My mind wants to, but my body just physically can't. It just physically can't." He's like, "Look at you." He's like, "Look at me. You can't expect to understand what it is that I'm going through." And that I was like taken back by that. And so I said, "You know what? You're wrong. I do know what it's like." And so I don't know if anyone remembers, church family, but about a year and a half ago, I was technically considered obese. I was overweight. My heaviest I weighed was about like 215 pounds. Right now I'm about 170, 171. But I have some images if you don't believe me. Be advised, they're very graphic. Viewer discretion is advised. So when they told me that, I said, "You know what? You're wrong. I do know what it's like." So here's the first photo of... okay, so here we go. Oh, hold on, not that one. Okay, so here's one. This one was about 2014. You can see the roundness in my face. It's very round. My cheeks are really big. And so I was always interested in working out, but I never knew that there was more to it. You gotta diet. You gotta do cardio. You gotta do more than just work out. And in my mind, I thought that, you know what? That's I didn't have a plan. I just was like, I see everyone else just working out and they're getting fit. So, well, there's not much to it. So here's a second photo. And so this one is, I decided to work out. And so this is what bad dieting and working out will get you. You can see my gut right there. I was actually sucking this in, so just saying. I was sucking that one in. And so right there I was about 210. So I was like, "All right, you know, I don't know what it is that I'm doing wrong. What am I doing wrong?" And so this last photo, as you can see, I was, my face, I said, "You know what? All right, I got to make a change." Once I saw this, this was about a year and a half ago, church family, for my 21st birthday, I think, 2015. This was about a year and a half ago. And so I just said, "You know what? I don't want to continue this. I need to make a plan for myself. I need to have a plan." And so I decided, "You know what? I'm going to start eating healthy." So I did all the research I could. I've always been interested into that. And I started seeing results. I started, whoa, you know, you eat, you know, you portion your food, and you start seeing results. And I knew it was bad because I would wake up like at 1 a.m. and I'd be hungry, so I would go get some ice cream, and my mom would put a label on it like "Yours, Family's." So they knew, because if not, I would just eat it all. Like, I would literally just eat all the ice cream. I loved ice cream. And so that's when I knew it was bad. You know, and it's even worse whenever your mom points it out. So, you know, so that one cut deep. That cut really deep. But I thank her for that, because it, you know, made me realize that, you know what, sometimes we need someone to tell us that. So this next photo I'm going to show you is about, I think, last week for youth. This is a funny photo between Aurelia and I. And so as you can see, I'm not in my face with Aurelia and I. So we're joking around, and I've lost a significant amount of weight. And so I was happy with that. And I wanted to post another picture. Like, I wanted to post another picture of like a really big bodybuilder. Like, this is the plan. This is the goal. But, you know, this will have to do. And so, when I was talking to my friend, he said, "Well, He's like, you don't know what it's like. And so him and I had like a very deep conversation. And I said, I know. And so we started communicating. And I was like, well, let's look at the influences of why people eat what they eat. The influences of social eating. Sometimes we just eat because people are around. We're like, all right, I want to fit in. You know, this makes me feel good. Other people eat out of emotional reasons. Food doesn't talk back to you. Food doesn't cuss at you. Food doesn't put you down. Food is always there. Another reason why for me was current eating habits. No one ever taught me, you know, maybe you should eat a salad or maybe you should cut back on the ice cream. You know, and also budget. Eating healthy is very expensive. I had to figure this out, you know. It's pretty expensive to eat healthy. And so we can get into depth into why, you know, like calories. You know, does anybody know what a calorie is? You know, it's energy for your body. You need calories essential for your body, otherwise you would die. And depending on your body, your weight, your height, everyone requires a certain amount of calories. You know, and there's also high, low calories. And I don't want to get into that. Like, if you guys want to communicate with me after, we can definitely talk about it. But one thing my friend told me, he's like, so what's the plan then? After we discussing, he's like, so what should I do? He's like, I was like, so what plan do you have? What do you think that you should do? He's like, well, it's easy. I'm just gonna start eating healthy. And I said, well, what's your plan? He said, well, you know, I don't know. I'm just gonna start eating salads and stop eating the junk food. I was like, okay, that's good. And I was like, so what are you gonna have for breakfast and lunch? He's like, well, for breakfast I'll have cereal. I was like, wrong. Don't have cereal for breakfast. He's like, what you should do. Is actually have water, because water, when you drink 16 ounces of water when you wake up in the morning, that actually boosts your metabolism. It fires up your metabolism and it helps you flush out the toxins within your body. So that's why, you know, I always drink water right when I wake up. He's like, okay. He's like, so but what next? I was like, well, you know, have a decent amount of protein in your breakfast. He's like, okay. And he's like, what else? And I was like, well, have low carbs, you know. When you're going to work out, have higher carbs and things like that. And so we got to a point, we finally got to agree. But it made me look at myself, church family, and reevaluate myself. Like, sometimes we have a plan, but do we have a plan for what things go wrong? When we're derailed off of things. Yes, we have, and it applies to our spiritual life. We have a plan to get closer to Jesus Christ. The plan is to always get closer to Jesus Christ. Well, what are you going to do? I'm going to read the Bible. Okay, what else? Well, I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ. Okay, but what's your plan when things go wrong? I don't have one. I don't have a plan. And that's where we begin to stumble, because we don't have a plan for when things go wrong. And so I had to see that, and I had a very, and that's what I'm going through right now, church family. I'm trying to have a plan as well for myself spiritually. And one of the things that I'm asking prayer for is understanding, to be more understanding towards people. Because it's hard sometimes to be understanding, like, oh, I just don't understand what is it that you're saying? What is it? Like, you know, and you with children know, like, your children sometimes go berserk over the smallest things. Oh, my friend, they didn't talk to me, they didn't text me back. And as parents, you're like, well, it's not a big deal, but to them it is a big deal. And so that's maybe we should have a little more understanding to that, even though what may be small to us may be big to them. And so I'm gonna do another part on this, but I wanna look at the things about the things that take us off our plan, the things that derail us from our plan. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stick to your plan. Have you ever heard the phrase that it's hard to see in the light? In the darkness, it's hard to see the light, but it's even darker when we close our eyes. So we may be looking for the light, but we have to open up our eyes sometimes and see the plan and make a plan and have a plan for our spiritual life. In John 3:30, it says, he must increase and I must decrease. So the plan first starts off with us acknowledging that he is number one in our life. We must acknowledge him, that he is at the center, the core, the heart of what it is of us as individuals, as human beings, as Christians. We must acknowledge that. And so if you turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5, I want to look at the things that derail us from this plan. Galatians chapter 5. Starting with verse 13. I want to go a little bit in depth into this. In Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 13, it says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Right there, that says a lot. we have the choice. God gives us a choice. Let's not be selfish with that choice. Rather, serve one another humbly. It's sometimes hard to be humble. It's even harder to show action, that love that we have for one another. Again, like the things that I'm going through right now, it's difficult sometimes for me to show love, especially to certain individuals. It's difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's hard sometimes to be understanding, to be humble and loving. But I have to humble myself and I reevaluate myself that, you know what, what's the bigger purpose of this? Why am I really doing this? In verse 14, it says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command." This is a commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. To love your neighbor. How hard is it to love one another sometimes? It's very difficult to show action. Well, what is love? Love is just showing the action, showing someone that you care about them, giving action, loving your neighbor. It says in 15, "But if you bite and devour each other, watch out, and you will be destroyed with each other." We need to be careful of that. We can't be always at each other's necks. Like I said, I pointed out to me that when I was talking to my friend about a plan, I had the right intentions, I had the right heart. And this has been pointed out to me. And so I have to reevaluate myself that the way I approach people sometimes, the way I say things, in my tone of voice, in the way that I even look, or the way that I walk, it can be, even though I have the right intentions to help somebody, it could be off-putting to somebody. It could be, well, I didn't like the way you said it. I don't like the way you looked at me. I don't like the way that you handle yourself. And so we need to be humble on our approach. And that's something that I pray for, that I can be humble and I can be approach people with a humbleness, kind heart. In verse 16 it says, "So I walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so they are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." And so it goes down right here. It says the things that can derail us from having this plan, fulfilling this plan that we have with Jesus Christ, the plan to always get closer to Him. It says the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Does anybody know what debauchery means? It means an excessive indulgence of pleasures. Excessive indulgence in pleasures. So the good things can be too much for us, you know. And I don't want to get into certain things, but you know what I mean? Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions. What's a faction? A faction is a small organized group within a large group. This right here, this is a large group. We should be united. We should be with one another. We shouldn't be separated. We shouldn't have our own little groups. Like, I'm gonna be in this little group, and that church over there is gonna be, this other part of the church is gonna be another little group. We always say that this is a family. Is this a family? I'm asking the church, is this a family? We always say that this is a family. Is this a family or not? So why don't we start acting like it? Why don't we start acting like a family? Jesus, there is no division with Jesus. Jesus should be the one that brings us together, not tears us apart. And envy, and drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom. These things right here can take us away from the ultimate goal that we have, which is to always get closer to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to ask you what it is that you struggle with. We all have struggles. I have struggles. Everyone here has struggles. But how are you going about it? How are you handling these struggles? What's the plan? What's the action you're taking to fix this? What plan are we taking? The plan is to get closer to Jesus, but what's the plan when we start to stumble? In verse 22 it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking, or envying one another." Let's not let these things take us away from our ultimate goal. the goal, when we start to derail, when we start to lose our sight, when we start to close our eyes in the darkness and not see the light, and then we make it darker on ourselves by our own actions, let us remember that we have this right here. This, the scripture. And like Ruben Davila said, he's like, even if you don't open it up throughout the week, at least you get to open it up today, right? Amen? Open up the scripture. Fight against these things that take us away. They're not easy. It's not easy. But the reward is worth it. My plan was to, it's to always become better every day. Be the best person I can every day. And if you see something that, I guess, upsets you, something that I do, I ask that you come and tell me about it. That way I can better myself. Because I want to have understanding. I want to have humbleness. I want to act like Jesus. And I can't get upset when someone points out a flaw of mine. Either in the way that I approach things, the way that I speak, the way that I look at you, the way that... If you see something that doesn't that you don't like about myself, I ask that you come and we talk about it. And I will correct it because I take each and every one's feelings into consideration. Because ultimately, we're all here on the same path, trying to reach that same goal, always trying to get better every day. And we can't have division. We can't have discord within the church because we don't like the way that someone speaks or someone says something or someone and hold it against one another. We can't have that. There is no division within this church. We say that this is a family. We should start acting like it and treating each other like a family. This is not a concept. This is a lifestyle. This is something that I take very personal, that I want to do the best that I can, and sometimes I come off maybe too strong in trying to do it, but it's only the passion that I have for this. And I pray that we stay on this path and that you continue to join me on this path, because I want to see each and every one there when Christ returns. And I love each and every one of you. And I just want to say thank you for being my church family. And if you have any questions about nutritional stuff or something like that, we can talk about it after. All right. Thank you. God bless.